Hi all, it's your old friend Jack. So, happy Monday night. It's the final week of February 2014. And I'll make the usual comment about my time is flying. So, lots and lots of different things we could talk about. There are the usual conversations about how to build your blog, how to become bigger, stronger, more powerful, more influential, the whole bit about numbers and what sort of metrics are important, how to generate more traffic. There's the conversation about how commenting is down across the blogosphere and whether that's something we should be concerned about. There's the usual conversation about whether G+ is a good place to hang your hat or a dead zone. And then there's the conversation about parenting, if you will. But before I get into that, it's one of the things that I think is worth mentioning is I'm not I call myself a dad blogger, but I'm not one of those bloggers who only talks about parenting. If you go through my blog, you'll see that there are posts on writing, there are posts on parenting, you got religion and politics, you've got works of fiction in there, and all the marketing stuff and the business stuff. So when that the net result of that is I end up hanging out, I should say, with a whole variety of different people online. And it's interesting because sometimes we forget about these little online bubbles that we're in. So we may look at a particular person or personalities within a particular sphere as being very big and very influential. But if you mention their name to somebody who's not part of the PR marketing world, or they're not part of the parent bloggers, nobody knows who they are. And if you mention any of these people outside of the internet, they really don't know who they are. So it's sort of funny sometimes. And, it's a conversation we've had many, many times. But if you think about it, you may be big on the internet and you still might not have any sort of notoriety or name recognition from anybody outside of here. So, does that make a difference? I don't know. When you're talking about blogging in general, one of the big questions, I always ask people is why are you doing and what do you hope to achieve? And usually that comes up when somebody tells me they want to monetize their blog. And there's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things that I've noticed in my 10 years of blogging, I'll be the pretentious old blogger, but one of the things that I've noticed is people are much faster to try and jump on the, I want to turn this into something, I want to monetize, I want to have a platform, I want to write a book. When I first started writing, we blogged because it was fun, we were just bloggers, and now everybody seems to have some ulterior motive. So that's sort of interesting. It's also interesting to me on the parenting front that my middle schooler is starting to go through all these old things that I remember talking about. He's got a bunch of his friends that are into girls now, and he's being asked for advice on dating. And he's telling me that he's not interested in girls and he doesn't want to date and he never wants to get married. So I haven't told him that I think it's sort of funny for a boy that's not interested in dating or getting married that he's getting asked all these questions. And then we're also having the conversations about why are people acting so stuck up and why this and why that. And it's just a fascinating time of life, because as much as things may be different now technology wise certain things haven't changed. People are still the same, so you still have the whole boy girl thing going on, and you still have kids who are trying to be cool and the dorks and the nerds and that cool crowd, and basically everybody's just busy trying to find their place. So, maybe in my day they were talking about who was preppy, who had Levi's or Lacoste or members only jacket. And now they're talking about who's got the coolest phone or the coolest iPad. But, I told them, I said, if you had a calculator watch once upon a time, that was pretty freaking cool. Pair of Lacoste. What was it? K-Swiss shoes. Yeah, I remember 1982 better than I should. Anyhow. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.